You're listening to Irish Radio Canada's Home and Abroad, and I'm delighted to meet Irish Millie. And Irish Millie is a young lady from Peterborough, Ontario, and has already, at a very young age, carved out an impressive career where, in the space of, I suppose, no more than 3 or 4 years, has been acclaimed, recognised, nominated for a variety of awards. And when I look at Millie's gig list for the summer, given that Millie is only 19 years of age and she's a fiddler, singer and a multi-instrumentalist that also writes her own music, for a young lady of 19, she certainly has an impressive portfolio behind her and a busy summer in front of her. Millie, thanks a million for taking the time to come along.
Thank you for having me.
So, given the age you're at, when would you say, or how, at what stage do you declare that you kind of hit the professional stage, or how long would you say you're in the business?
Well, when I was 13, I was nominated for my first Canadian Folk Music Award. So I would say it's been about 6 years since right. then, and that's been kind of the window for me of doing this professionally.
Right. So at between 13 and so you were at high school at that stage. How were you able to work it around your high school? Did it interfere?
Oh, it interfered all the time. I mean, I was always in school doing the learning stuff, but sometimes a lot of the after school stuff like dances I would end up missing and going to shows instead. But it ended up working out quite well.
And I can only imagine that you were the envy of your classmates.
Oh, I mean, I wouldn't say that, but I was an odd person in high school. I was weirdly wonderful, if that makes sense.
Oh, it does. And when I say envy, because given that you, I'm sure, would have been traveling and going to having an interesting life relative to
yes.
your classmates, you would have been the envy, because I know as a teenager, I would have loved to have an element of unpredictability or difference.
Yes.
So the other thing that you not only perform, but you are a composer and you write your own lyrics as well.
Yeah.
Again, a remarkable achievement. And I was listening to the music and looking at the lyrics. Where or what appeal to you, or where do you get the hook to want to be creative and put your own lyrics down and put music to them?
Yeah, so I honestly just love doing compositions based off of my own personal experiences that are also quite general, because everybody experiences, you know, the same things a lot of the time, even though we feel very like alone in those experiences. And so being able to write about them and show that as a young artist, I experienced those things too. It is very inspiring for me, and I hope to inspire other people by doing that. So that's where kind of my drive comes for writing music.
And when you create a new piece of music or a new song, do you feel intrepidation, vulnerability when you go to perform it for the first time in front of an audience?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I mean, a lot of the songs that I write, that are vocal tracks, I haven't performed yet in front of audiences, so I guess I'll have to get back to you on those ones. But right. the instrumental tracks that I do, I feel like there definitely is that element for sure when I perform them live.
When you go to record and when you go to perform, again, for somebody that has 6 years experience at 19 years of age, you have a beautiful band sound around about you. How'd you go about pulling that together?
Yeah, so I mean, there's only two of us playing, my dad and I, and so we very quickly found out that if we wanted a bigger sound, we would have to kind of use more limbs than just the ones that we're using for our main instruments. So Murray plays the guitar and he sings, and I play the fiddle and I sing as well. But I also have stomp boxes that I use to kind of give off an electronic drum kit. And on Murray's guitar, there's a bass pedal that he can hit, so it sounds like there's a bass instrument. And so we have that extra layer of bass and drums, which gives us more of like a full band feeling.
Right. And how does that work then in a live scenario, particularly if you get on to what would be an outdoor stage and you have to, you're trying to recreate to some degree some of the sounds that you can create inside, does it present a challenge?
I've never really had too much of a challenge, just because those extra elements are direct inputs, and so they don't require miking or anything. And so,
right.
Being outside or inside, it's not that big of a difference. It's more the main instruments or the microphones that tend to give us a little bit of trouble in those areas.
Right. So looking out at the summer, I know you have a very busy summer. You must be delighted that starting a career, and I don't need to ask, do you see your career as in music for the rest of your life? I think that kind of must go without saying. But looking out here, you are over the next, out until about July, August, which is only 3-4 months, you have a full calendar.
Yes. Yes, I do. I am going to be touring the East Coast of Canada, all the Maritime provinces, and Quebec and Ontario. And then, actually, I just got, for June, I have just been notified that I will be going to Sweden. And I'm the emerging artist for North to North, the Lilla Festivalien. So that's going to be incredible. And I'm so honored for that. That was yesterday that I found that out. And then in August, I will be playing more around the area, but at lots of different festivals. I'm playing with Luca Hall, who is a Prince Edward Island based artist, and I'm playing with Gustavo Fofau, who's from Brazil, and I played with his band Banda Taverna last summer, and he's coming back so that we can do a little duo and travel around as well.
You're known as Irish Millie. Why'd you zone in on that? Why did you zone in on that?
Yeah, so when I was younger, I was surrounded by a lot of Irish influence, and of course my heritage, I'm half Irish. Actually, growing up from my grandmother, my dad's mother, I heard a story of how our family came from Ireland to Canada, and it was that my great-grandfather, when he was 8 years old, his parents had passed away, and they were living in a place called County Tyrone. And he ended up getting on a ship to come over to Canada. He snuck onto this ship, and while on the ship, he had to find a couple who would say that he was their child, and then they got off at Pier 21, and he ended up going to work on a farm and getting adopted into a family, and so that's how our family kind of came over. And hearing that story as a child, I would make so many different stories in my head about how I would travel and how I would go around. And because, of course, my family's origin is in Ireland, I called myself Irish Millie, and that's the name that I went with. And so then when it came time to pick a name for myself for the stage, I thought, well, Irish Millie's perfect, not only because I play Irish music, but also because of this wonderful heritage that I have. And and actually, when we travel in the summer, every summer, we go to Pier 21 and we can see my great-grandfather's name. As he was 8 years old and just there. And it's just, so there's a huge story around my name, actually, that's quite big. But I think it fits my music very well, too, and, of course, my personality, which is good.
So Pier 21 is down in Nova Scotia. How did you migrate, or were you able to trace the route to Peterborough?
Yeah, so he ended up going to Peterborough, and that's where he got adopted, was in Peterborough. And I'm not actually too sure how he got there. I would guess by train of some kind. He ended up going to work on this farm with his family, and then obviously got married and had my grandparents. So, yeah.
Because the 2025 was a big year around Peterborough for the 9 ships, Peter Robinson, 200th anniversary. And the wealth of the Irish heritage in that area was being celebrated. And I noticed, again, just during this month of March, of course, it's a big celebration. And really, I suppose, the strength of that connection has been reinforced, particularly in the last year. Does that reach into your heart and soul in any way when you see that happening?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I love that there is so much appreciation for the culture, especially in and around Peterborough. And I love that I get to call Peterborough home because it's such a special place to me. I actually got to be a part of the Nine Ships celebration as well this year. And they sponsored me for when I played at Peterborough Music Fest. And so, you know, there's connections everywhere with this, but it feels really great to be a part of a community that appreciates the same things that I appreciate, because I really, you know, I'm very connected to this music, but I'm also very connected in the family way. And to know so many other people are connected that way, it's a very cool thing to be a part of Peterborough in that way.
We're going to share some of your music, and you have a recent EP. I think that is your most recent. Is it the EP or is the album, which is the most recent, Grace or?
Between Then and Now.
Between Then and Now. So you're going to tell us what we're going to play. But before you do you want to give us a rundown of where somebody might be able to come hear you over the coming few weeks?
Of course, yeah. So on St. Patrick's Day, I will be playing at Walsh's Snug in Newcastle. And that is on the Tuesday next week, I believe. And then after that, sorry, I'm looking at my trusty calendar right now. I will be playing the next time at the Coach House Concert Series in Brant. And it will be at the Art Gallery in Brant. And then that's on the 28th of March. And then finally, I will be at the Canadian Folk Music Awards in April, from April 9th to 12th. And yeah, I'm up for two awards this year. And so that's another place where I'll be playing around. But those are the next three big things that I'm playing.
And I know if anyone, because given that a lot of my base is in Ottawa, I know you'll be back in Ottawa a few times. I see you're on 25th of April, you're at the Grassroots Festival the First Unitarian Congregation on Clary Avenue. And
yes.
You're back again on the 17th of May as
yes.
part of a CKCU Summer Sunday series. So
yes.
lots of opportunity. And
lots of places.
The website that people should be checking you at is irishmillie.ca.
That's correct.
I'm sure, how are you on social media?
I'm all over social media. So my Instagram is irishmilliefiddle. My Facebook is irishmilliefiddletunes. And those are my two main platforms where I can also be contacted too.
What piece of music should we share?
Let's do Allison.
Okay. Millie, Irish Millie, Amelia, thank you so much for taking the time. I hope I get the opportunity to get to one of your gigs when you're in the neck of the woods. And it's been a real pleasure meeting you. Congratulations on the nominations.
Thank you so much.